What's up, everybody? I'm Devon, and welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast, where every week we dive into all things WNBA. That's from the games straight to the players on and off the court, and give you our take as super fans from every drop step to pump fake. Right, Ash?
That's right, Dev.
All right, then let's do this.
Let's ball.
Yo, welcome everybody back.
Hey, welcome back.
The Pump Fake Podcast. Y'all, we missed y'all. We are so happy to be back. We have so much to catch up on, so much to talk about. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Dev. Whole name today.
Yeah.
You're coming with the full government.
Yes, okay. I had to reintroduce you after being a week off, and the week before that, I had to fly solo. Yes, so I had to make sure we reconnect you.
Well, yeah. I was living it up.
Yeah, and it was quiet without you, so.
A snore. No, I'm just kidding. You did a great job. You did. I'm just playing.
Not cool.
You did a great job,
well,
solo.
Thank you.
Yeah, I listened and I called you.
Yeah, you did.
And told you how did. Great it was. Mm-hmm, yeah, receipts.
Okay, fine. Fine. So I threw away my tissues because I'm done crying. But hey.
Hey, how you?
I'm great, y'all. So since our last full episode, so much has happened. We moved on to round two.
Lord.
Past that, and that was New York and Connecticut and Dallas and the Las Vegas Aces, the matchups. And now, my fellow super fans, we have arrived to the WNBA Finals.
Woo!
Yeah, what you just heard, that snippet you just heard was from the Defensive Player of the Year.
Uh-oh.
2023, it was Asia Wilson telling it like it is, giving her commentary after the game three. Ashley's gonna give us a segment on game three.
We'll chat about game three.
I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
Because you never know what you're gonna get.
So, y'all, last week, me and Ashley took a trip to Phoenix, Arizona, one of the prettiest, hottest, most gorgeous places in the world. It's so like whimsy, but just beautiful. So happy to have gone back. It was in a recent, very recent past, was our city where we lived and we thrived. And yeah, we were there for Ash's best friend's wedding, and it was super intimate, classy.
Gorgeous.
So congrats to the happy
couple. To them. Y'all were beautiful. It was great to see all of our friends and family that we needed to reconnect with in
so
the
good.
PHX. So.
Oh, we rolled up on the Footprint Center, took some pictures, reconnected.
Y'all saw it.
Saw the new mural of BG. We took a couple pictures. So it was fun to see the...
Rolled through the city.
Yeah, be back in the mix again. So on today's episode, we're going to weigh in on the WNBA Player Awards in my news segment.
Some we
expected, but others surprised us for real. Then I'm going to pass it to Ash. We're going to talk about these game threes. I'm looking forward to whatever you have to talk about game threes in particular. And we're going to check our DMs. And we're going to, a couple of super fans out there. Just some comments. I thought it would be cool to bring it to the episode and we can have a dialogue with y'all.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's go to
Before we do that, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I feel refreshed.
Good.
And I felt good about making time and pushing the pause button for last week.
Absolutely.
And I feel refreshed. I feel grounded, and I feel even more excited to be here and reconnect with our listeners and our fellow super fans out there. Cool. So I'm happy.
Good.
Happy. How about you?
I am feeling similar. Rejuvenated, refreshed.
Yeah.
You know, fall is falling, y'all. I mean, if you hadn't had anything pumpkin spice or apple crisp, what are we doing?
What are you doing?
I mean, but Devon, if you do not stop using my fall decor towels.
Oh,
no. For Kleena. Y'all got them like decor towels that you use each month, you know, for like seasonal towels.
What you'll learn is
girl,
just you.
My towels be. I said, where's my little gnomes?
What you'll learn? There was a spill and I had to clean it up. It was the plushiest one.
It's okay. No, you're doing great.
Well, let's talk about the news.
Yeah,
give me a high five.
High five.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey.
All right. So in good news, I've had these notes since the last week.
Right. You've been piling
some
up.
Some of them. Yeah.
You should have a lot of notes.
I did. I had a few piled up.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about some of the WNBA Player Awards.
Okay.
Let's start with some just news. Player news.
Yeah.
Zaya Cook was named to the 3x3 team, the USA.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
So yeah, she's going to get to compete, I guess, at some Olympic level and go off.
Well deserved. Work. I'm excited for that. Oh, I didn't know that. Thanks for that.
Yep. Alicia Clark. I don't know if we mentioned it once before, but is the sixth player of the year. So Alicia Clark for the Las Vegas Aces.
Congratulations.
Rookie of the year, Aaliyah Boston. We all knew that.
Duh.
The fourth game of the season, we saw that coming. Yeah. So go off, sis. Indiana Fever. They play better than they have played in so many seasons before. So
Since Tamika Catchings, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Dang.
That's a long time
ago. Okay. Next, Satu Sabally's the most improved.
Well done, sis.
Yep, we called that out. I think a lot of us did. So sis truly deserved it.
Yes.
And what else? In my notes, Tiffany Hayes is my hero.
Oh.
And I think I had put that note in when she was like, y'all can't guard me. But I don't know what that has to do with news. But I think her being my hero belongs on the
award. Giving her an award for being your hero.
Yeah.
Okay,
there we go.
Rightfully so.
And the most controversial award of them all is the MVP award, which was awarded to Breonna Stewart of the New York Liberty. And we have so many things to say about it. Ashley, you first.
Before we dive into that, I want to hit up this sixth player of the year. I do not agree with that selection.
Who would you have picked?
Johannes. Okay. I mean, I think it goes without saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's incredible.
I have to agree. Unless somebody tell us, like, give somebody, so for real, DM us the stats. Because we watched every game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I didn't look. But if there are stats that we're okay with being wrong. So, yeah, share. DM us. Because truly, if looking at the game, I didn't even see Alicia Clark for real coming.
I mean, I didn't either.
And maybe that's our bad.
Yeah, so that's on that. But for this MVP award, we wanted it for AT. I felt like AT deserved it. I think you posted the numbers, and it looked like, and I don't really understand the voting either.
Yeah.
I don't know if you did or you had any clarity on it, but I know that there was like a first, second, and third kind of group that voted. And it looked like most of the numbers were for AT, which means to me that she should have been first. But Breonna Stewart ended up being MVP. AT was second and Asia was third. I think it's great for Breonna because I believe New York Liberty have never had an MVP in a very long time. Yeah, and she's from New York. So, you know, Stu York. Yeah. So I'm excited for her to share that with her people and all of that. But overall, I mean, I still feel like AT broke so many records.
Yes.
Unspeakable. And the WNBA, and she deserved it. I mean, I know that they're not in first or second place. I don't know if it comes down to that. But at the end of the day, I think it should have gone to AT.
Because AT had, Alyssa Thomas had one of the best seasons probably of her life. I'm not exactly sure, you know, what like you said, what the factors were to vote upon. I do think it was her time. She should have had the award. Speculating how maybe it doesn't have anything to do with leadership. And if we look at how the Sun behaved on game three, which I hope you talk about, and the way they fell apart.
Yeah.
It was like a wagon going down the road, and one wheel came off, the second wheel came off, the one was one dragging. Mm-hmm. It was like kicking dust. It was awful. So Stewie is the MVP. I think she had like the most 40-point games in the season.
Probably in WNBA history, to be honest.
Yeah, and there were games where I was like, well, she's still not as good as Asia Wilson, you know?
Right, which everybody was frustrated about that too, that like Asia wasn't first or second.
And on the number one team,
But I think Stewie said something in one of her post interviews after receiving the award, discussing how hopefully this puts shed some light on how MVPs are selected and what that selection process looks like, because it was so close. They were all very impactful in so many different categories, each of them, you know, in their own unique way, because I feel like they fit a piece of the puzzle for their team differently, right? So she did bring that up in one of her post-winning interviews. So let's see what happens with that.
Let's see. That was pretty much my take and my news on the Player Awards.
All right.
Let's talk about real quick the Dallas Wings and the Vegas Aces series real quick. And we're just gonna touch on it. And at the very beginning of the series with the two teams, you know, I'm sitting there watching the pregame with China Robinson, Coach Peck, and
always matching, by the way.
Everybody's on, you know, Shanae's on. So one of the things that I love that she said was that the Dallas Wings ceiling is unknown. It was exciting because Dallas could have been the team to really, that they were our dark horse pick. Like a couple episodes ago, I was like, oh, you know, they could be the team flipping the whole coin, flipping the whole table over there. Now we know, though, that what the ceiling is, and that ceiling is the Las Vegas Aces, because, you know, although Ashley, Dallas was able to beat the Aces once during the regular season, I think.
Right.
We all knew it was nearly impossible for the Wings to knock out the defending champions.
Yeah.
And number one non-super team. Aces.
Come on, slip it in there. Non-super team. Come on.
Because Asia Wilson said at the beginning of the season.
That's what she said, but
they were not a
else.
Super team, but that's why we said
we
that.
We all are wearing glasses and you can know, see it, through it.
Right. It's sometimes when you know you in something and you don't know it because you're in it, but because you're on everybody on the outside.
Right.
So I think it's like
that's exactly what,
or they have dysmorphia.
It. Yes.
Yeah. Super team dysmorphia.
Oh, labeled.
Coins.
There's going to be lots of high fives in this episode. So y'all just deal with it.
No, I told y'all we were really excited to be back on a full episode.
Again, why there's
going to
be lots of high fives.
But ultimately, the Las Vegas Aces swept the Wings in three games.
I knew it was coming. I felt bad about saying that, but I knew it was coming.
In game one, the first quarters were scoring pretty evenly between the two teams. The Aces turned the corner and outscored Dallas Wings 26-12 in the third quarter. And once you're in a hole against the Aces, coming back is just almost impossible. It is absolutely the worst case you want to be in. Game two, the Aces win the first and the third quarters, which forced the Wings to have to claw back for the win, and they still weren't able to collect the win. So now they're down two. We arrive, Ashley, to your game three that we'll save for you to talk about in your segment. But yeah, game three was the game that the Wings should have won.
It was their opportunity.
It was the opportunity for them to win. The Aces did not play well. I mean, I think it was like 64 points.
Listen.
Low.
Becky Hammon said it herself, it wasn't pretty, but they were able to still pull away. I do want to discuss, though, quickly game two that you were talking about so we don't use up my whole segment. But in game two, Asia Wilson and Chelsea Gray combined for 53 points, and the rest of the team had 38. And so they were hitting 57% of the shots in game two. It's unbelievable what they're capable of. Mm-hmm. And whether we call them a super team or not, they have superhuman behaviors, and superhuman accolades are not superhuman accolades, but
abilities.
Yes, superhuman abilities to be able to score and do some of the things that they do. Listen, when Chelsea Gray gets on that one leg,
it's a wrap.
Would she be shooting with that one leg?
It's the flick of the wrist. It's the flick of the wrist. Her hand is like kind of comes across her body after the shot. I'm not even sure when the ball leaves her hand.
Right.
It's acrobatics.
And they had this series of like pick and rolls that they were doing that was so, I think it may have confused like Dallas and their defense, although Dallas's defense was, I mean, whatever they did,
you know,
but there were a series of pick and rolls at the top of the 3-point line that they were able to really confuse Dallas, it seemed like, in the series overall. So
Ashley, do you feel like Satou, did she show up in any game? And if she did, which game did Satou show up in? Because I feel like she played better in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, and against Washington.
Yeah, like I game three, it should have been Satou's game.
Right. And I mean, I think that comes with a lot of like lack of maturity in that particular part of playing in playoffs and playing in finals and having that kind of exposure to this level of play, right? So I think it's just an opportunity for them to grow overall. I can't say which game she played the best in. I think she played mediocre. You know, I think she could have played better, but next year, I'm scared of what she's going to be able to accomplish and what she will, you know, come back with such a force. Satu, they did like a little snippet about her and like her growth and how she got to be the most improved. One of the things that she said, so this is according to ESPNW, the physical and mental toll came to a head in the middle of last season when Sabali suffered an anxiety attack for the first time, crying and hyperventilating when she got to practice because she knew she wouldn't be able to make it through. She then committed herself to a mental and physical reset, putting behind her what she called the hardest time of her life. And I feel like she really showed and displayed so eloquently this season how she can overcome and it's possible. And I just think she's going to be extremely dangerous next season, because I think it's only going to make her dive deeper within. I think this is her vet moment, right? Where for her to really show and expose that growth. And although she didn't play her best basketball this playoffs, I have no doubt that they'll be in the playoffs again next season. We'll see them there and we'll see a different Satu.
Satu is going to be an MVP in her career. I do. That. And let's go into your segment. Because otherwise, and I could use a little bit of a break. Let's do it, Ash, and let's talk about your game threes, because I'm excited. Let's talk the real stuff.
Let's do it.
Okay, Ash, so let's talk about the game threes.
Yes. Okay. So game three, let's start with Connecticut.
Now first, and why did New York. Now first, why did you choose to talk about game threes?
Oh, why y'all up in my business? I chose game threes because I think they were like the most impactful. Number one, for Dallas, frankly, they had to win. If they didn't win, then they didn't play. And I had nothing else to do on Sunday. So I was really interested to see what was going on with Dallas and if they were going to be able to overcome Vegas. And to be frank, the first two games I didn't really watch because I just had a feeling that they weren't going to be good. But I knew they were going to have to play their ass off for this one. So, and then... I mean, honest to God, Connecticut and Stu York is just was a fun series. I mean, it was just like was fun. And I knew I wanted to see if Connecticut was going to let Stu York sweep them or not. I didn't think they would. But yeah, so that's why I chose game threes. OK, so in game three, one of my biggest epiphanies, I'll say, is that I realized that, you know how we talk so much shit about Jonquil Jones. And how she's like not an impact, hasn't been like impactful and like play to her all-star status or whatever.
Low caliber to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but during game three, I watched Vandersloot try to feed her the ball.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
And she could not. Every time that Vandersloot would like toss it in, it would be a turnover. So in my mind, I was like, do they not know how to play with a true post player? Do they know how to feed the post? And so I was like, damn, that's something they've been trying to overcome all season. Like when I think back about it, they've been trying to gel and figure out who they are. But like, I remember in that game specifically, I realized like, I'm not sure if they know how to feed the post. Cause I was like, that is a simple lob or like a good strong bounce or getting in the right position, or like how can you not see her long ass arm behind, you know,
because you know which team can feed their post? The Dallas Wings. They'll put it on the fingertips of Tierra McCowan or the fingertips of Kalani Brown and they'll catch it. They know exactly how to feed their post. So you're exactly right.
And since I guess we'll ping pong between both game threes, so since you brought that up, Tierra McCowan played her ass off in game three.
Yeah.
Because they were able to feed it inside and they were in some way, like somehow they had Asia Wilson shut down. Like Kia Stokes wasn't really like impactful.
They drew an offensive foul right in the paint on Asia Wilson. So
So they do. I mean, it was a really interesting dynamic to see, kind of like, you know, I've been trying to see like, how can I expose this super team of New York? And that was like one thing that I noticed. So anyway,
Very great observation.
Yeah. Okay. So that was one thing I noticed. Also, Sabrina Ionescu reminded y'all she could drive in this series because, you know, we all consider her like a 3-point shooter. We know she's really great at it. Like, we know she has a rhythm. Generally, when it leaves her hand, we know if it's going in, right? Yeah. But she was taking people off the dribble because she knew they were doing a good job. You know, I'll say that Connecticut did a good job of shutting her down in the outside. And so they were making her have. Yeah, but it was, I mean, but she did an incredible job of it. Mm-hmm. She was drawing fouls. Mm-hmm. She was finishing strong. Right. It almost felt like she had kind of like the spirit of Kobe in her when she would take it off, off the dribble. So tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I'm right.
I feel you.
And, okay, so let's just get into it. We kind of talked about Connecticut and how emotional they were in game 3. If y'all don't remember or y'all didn't see, the first incident was DeWanna Bonner had to hold Dejounte Carrington back because there was some sort of altercation, verbal altercation going on the bench.
Yeah.
And so that was the first thing. Okay, so that was the first altercation or like interaction that was negative on the bench. Mm-hmm. And then the second one that happened was Alyssa Thomas was coming off the floor after.
Fired up.
Yeah, and it was after I believe they had a shot clock violation. Mm-hmm. And so this is what Holly Rowe reported.
Alyssa Thomas about all these minutes, and she says, I never get tired. So it is saying something that when she just came over to the bench, she kind of yelled at her teammates. She is pleading with them in a passionate manner. I need help. I am tired out here. She is doing everything right now for this team defensively. She just wants them to match her commitment and her energy level right now. And it's all positive because she has earned that right to ask more of her teammates because she herself is giving it every single second of every game.
Look, it was mayhem on that bench. And Holly put a nice bow on it. Thank you.
Girl, because we know Alyssa went over there and cussed them out.
Cussed everybody out. We saw it. We saw it from home. So it was mayhem. And I was really uncertain how he was going to come back for a game 4. I thought, you know, a good night rest never hurt nobody.
Right.
You know, a good massage, get a meal, get some rest, shoot up, you know, warm. Shoot up.
Whoa.
A good shoot around, you know, warm up. That's what the two things
mesh together. That's what you meant to say. Right. Okay, got it.
And then you can regroup and refocus on the goal. Right. And unfortunately, here we are.
They looked hella emotional, hella disconnected. They looked like a JV team. So it was pretty bad. Did they not? Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Girl. I'm not. I ain't been here in 2 weeks. I got a lot to say.
You're walking on the coals this week.
Come for me. I'm just playing. No. Okay. And the last one. The last game. So the Dallas Wings and the Las Vegas Aces, they played in Dallas. Shout out to our good sis, Keisha.
She was one of our special guests on episode 10. And Keisha was in the building at the Dallas Wings.
She was our correspondent.
So we were up texting and everything. Yeah, we got live footage
of swagging and surfing aunties. There was an urban quiz trivia.
Yeah, trivia game. Like,
was Beyonce there? Was Blue there and available? You didn't let us
Ashley,
know.
Ashley, next. Blue's got things to do. Blue's busy.
The pump fake did make an appearance, though. In the game, Chelsea Gray used a pump fake. Yes! So congratulations to the pump fake. Always wins. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, even though Veronica Burton played her ass off, you hear me? She came in at the last minutes and she played. They missed some critical free throws. I mean, this was such a big opportunity for Dallas to steal it away from Vegas.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, go to that next game. But they missed. I counted because I took a tally because I was irritated. I counted at least 6 critical free throws for the Dallas Dallas Wings that they missed at really important times.
But they like went cold for like the last five minutes. They sure did. The quarter.
They sure did.
And the Aces went on like an 11-0 run.
Yeah.
This was the game for Dallas to pick up a win.
Yeah.
And it would have been a 2-1 series. Even if the Aces would have came back to finish the job, at least you would have got you one, you know, against the Aces in the playoffs. But I mean, it is what it is. But that was the game I don't even know. Well, knowing the Aces, they knew they were going to win. You know, you can't tell them any different. But
listen, I don't know if y'all saw the clip or the shot of Chelsea Gray actually sitting in the coaching seat and giving her teammates. And this may have been in game three or two, I can't remember. But I just love that, though. To me, it says a lot about leadership and Becky's ability to also step aside when she knows.
She respect the players. She respect the game. Like, game recognized game. And that's what Becky Hammon has done with Chelsea. And hopefully she sees that in other, some other players that have that that third eye.
Like, that's the thing. I think that's the super glue for them, for this super team. Ooh, come on. Super glue. Pay me, ESPN. The super glue for the super team, I really think, is her ability to respect them and all of them and allow them to really be themselves. And they really step up to the challenge.
Girl, when are we going to get the subscription so we can see Teresa Plaisance and Sid Colson's show?
Oh, like, my gosh. What, because those commercials,
they're so good. They're so good. If y'all know it once we're talking about, but we're not even going to mention who it is, but the player commercials with Sid Colson and Sylvia Fowles and, Diana Taurasi's in one.
She made an appearance. I guess her toe was feeling better that day. I'm sorry. I am on
Shanae Agumake's injury. Yes. Her doctor released her and said, you can go back to work, girl, the day after their season ended. So, you know.
Confusion.
You know, look at God.
Help me understand. Anyway.
That's
it for Game 3's update.
Thank you, Ash.
You're
welcome. I really had fun with this segment. Before we get into our fourth quarter, Ashley, I want to check our DMs right here.
Ooh.
With the microphone on record. We asked y'all to talk to us and Ash and I will talk back because... I mean, we're always talking about the WNBA and want to shout out to Hello Kathleen J. What up, girl?
Hey, girl.
So she said she had just listened to her first episode. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming back.
Yes.
And she was looking forward to the Stewie, our analysis on the MVP award going to Breanna Stewart. And so, we gave it to you. Hope you appreciated it.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Appreciate you.
Let us know what you think about what we think.
Yep. And Sean.
Oh, he's a super, super fan.
I mean, he's a super, super fan.
Yeah, we love Sean.
Yep.
What up, Sean?
He says the WNBA finals are going to be fire.
Yes, with how many fire flames?
How many bolts? 1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
Well, and he ain't wrong.
He's not. 8 for the top 8. So, we appreciated Sean for sending your well wishes. We did get to decompress.
Thank you.
I feel so focused and back at it. So, back to life.
Yeah.
Yep. And who else? Lastly, there was Dave. David hit our DMs.
What up, Dave?
He's all about the Aces for real. So he called the Aces from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that Dallas had got him one, but they didn't.
Sure.
And Dave said, go Aces. And he was there from game one. So, Dave, you're getting your wish. your non-super team, super team is going to the finals to defend their title.
Woo!
As the champs. I'm looking forward to seeing the one and the two go at it.
Mm-hmm. And this is the one we've been waiting for, right, Dave? Honestly.
This is the big one.
And everybody. This is the game we've been waiting for, and I can't wait to see how it goes down.
Yes, sirree. So that is pretty much where we're going to stop right here, and we're going to go to our fourth quarter this week. Ashley, we actually watch a fourth quarter live. Mm-hmm. And it was actually today of the recording.
Yes.
So it's fresh off the press. We watched the New York Liberty and the Connecticut Sun in game 4. And y'all already know, if you watched, you already know how it turned out. And y'all probably reacted the same way we did in quarter 4. Mm-hmm. So here it is.
Join us.
Join us. Get your snacks. This time, I got my pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
I got my ranch seasoning with the popcorn this time.
Yes,
and we're ready. We're ready. So we're gonna see y'all on the other side.
Tequila.
Ashley.
What?
Do you ask me?
71, 72. Liberty, Sun, 72. 3 minutes and 30 seconds left. Oh. And Jonquil hits the three.
Now, wait a minute. Come on!
There we go.
Yes! Tied up. Tied up.
We going to a game five.
Tied up. Tied up. Hey.
Oh, no.
No!
Rebound. There we go. Alyssa should be at a triple-double now.
She needs an assist.
Come on. Come on, DJ.
Ooh.
Come on, call the foul.
Okay, that's yes. Okay. Dejanay made me praise dance earlier. I just wanted to point that out.
She did. Y'all, she did. She got in the middle of the floor and all I heard was heels tapping.
Hilarious.
I was like, is she
this
really
up loud or are my decibels loud?
It is loud.
It was loud?
Yeah, but it's
fine. I knew my decibels. I felt like.
It's fine. This is playoff volume.
Woo! What's your snack today, Debs?
Well, I had some pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
But they gone. I ate mine. I was so nervous, like in the first part of the quarter. So
first part. First part of the quarter. You mean the first? The first part of the quarter.
Yeah.
It looks like you also have something to drink over there.
Why are you over here? It's just LJ.
Mm-mm. Not this late in the day.
A sun-risen LJ.
Mm. Okay.
There we go.
Come on, Dejanay. Up by one. Connecticut. Up by one. Look at those lashes.
Ooh, come on, rebound. All right. We need a game five.
I really do. Get into her, Deej.
Take it, AT. Come on.
Ooh. Oh, get the ball.
Okay. Connecticut's got it.
Girl.
2 minutes, 22 seconds left.
Got my blood pressure up. No, we don't need a turnover. So Dejanay set an illegal screen. You weren't stable, boo. Sorry. Come on. Oh, Lord, y'all left Stewie open for a three? Who is this man high-fiving in the front row when New York scores? That's a foul. JJ and Alyssa have been going at it like old teammates for sure. They have been going at it like old teammates. Why? How do you leave her wide open? .79/.75 Liberty. Sun down by four. 1:30 left.
Oh boy. They have to score.
I mean, we have to win this. Like, yeah. Literally.
But I'ma just say though, like, I really think the Aces will pound Connecticut.
Yeah, agreed.
I think it's only interested.
Who hit that?
Duana every time. Bana. Wow. Every time.
So even with Duana Bonner hitting like she does, clutch.
Yeah, they can still lose.
Okay.
I still think they can lose.
Listen, the way Lainey showed up, like, yeah. So when Lainey's on.
Yeah, they're even harder to beat.
I mean, but yeah. I'll say this, with the Aces right now, I don't know if you've seen Asia's stats, but she's only improved since the end of the season. So her stats have increased in all categories. She is unstoppable. Good luck to whoever sees the Aces in. And she's bringing Chelsea with her. I can't do it all, Deb.
Come on, Brondello. I like Brondello, even though I really want this Sun to win this one.
Yeah.
Okay, 108, 79, 78.
And you thought Brondello had on the same pair of pants.
I did. I think she did.
In game one or two.
I mean, they're nice.
I mean, it's a seafoam green. It goes with their vibe.
She probably got several pairs. We'll chalk it up to that.
Sis with the pom-poms. Like she don't care. Oh, up front.
Up front.
Come on, y'all. 1 minute.
Ooh.
Get the ball. Get the ball.
Oh, that's a foul. Oh,
jump.
Snatched it.
Keep it up.
And her foot, her pivot foot stays down too.
Yeah, and hold on to it.
Oh.
Woo! She had three people around her.
What are they challenging?
Trying to get the ball. I really don't think this is a good idea. Why would you challenge the call, Steph? Is she trying to buy some time? Maybe she's trying to buy some time.
Maybe so, but if she loses, she loses a timeout, right?
I know, but maybe she doesn't care.
Maybe there's more. She has
because
enough.
There's only 54 seconds left in their season at this point, right?
Oh my goodness!
If they don't win, so she said, "Whatever."
You gotta try everything. Finally blew the whistle, girl.
Woo! I'm glad to see Rebecca Allen back on the court after being sick last game. So. Yeah.
I don't know what the Suns' problem was last game.
Girl.
So are they challenging that Jonquil, like, hit her in
no,
the
No, they're challenging the defensive foul call on Tiffany
oh,
Hayes.
Oh.
I don't know. I really don't know why. I think there should have definitely been a call. But maybe not. I don't know. It's interesting, too, because the referee doesn't put
The refs and Hayes don't get along. They don't. They're not friends. They have not been this whole season. Remember, she got ejected this season.
Yeah,
like the second game. Mm-hmm.
You always say nobody likes her. The refs are just not.
Yeah, they don't
a fan.
It's
of
a
her,
mutual. Yeah, they're not a fan of Tiff Hayes.
But she's not a fan of theirs.
No, it's a whole.
And neither are we, Tiffany Hayes.
That's right, Tiff.
Neither
you're our hero.
We.
Tip for president. Tip Hayes for president. I'm stressed, Ash. Who's winning? I always ask you this. Who's winning?
And this is the most stressful time. I've also eaten all my snacks because I'm stressed out.
I see. Now you can't talk.
So I have to drink my feelings. But honestly, I want this for the Sun. I don't want this series to be over. So
that's selfishly why you want.
Absolutely.
But you don't think that they are gonna be. Should they go to the Should they go to the finals? Do you want the Sun to go to the finals? Against the Aces, do you really want to be sleep?
Not sleep. Okay, I'll say this. I want to see a game five because I want the end of the season to go as slowly as possible.
Okay.
But so I would prefer to see number one and two play each other, New York and the Aces.
Right. It's a very fanly thing to say. Yeah, a game five.
So, yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I'm a fan. So
yeah.
Call me a super fan.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you.
Yeah, who do you want to win? Connecticut.
For today's game, yeah, I want Connecticut to win because I also want to see a game five. But I truly don't want to see them go to.
Yeah,
against the Aces.
Because it'll be.
I
feel like it'll be a trample. Like yep. I don't think the Aces will. Because they didn't. Did they beat the Aces once this season? Maybe.
I think they might have got one
in the regular season.
Yep, I think they got one. Hello.
Yikes.
Okay, y'all. 53 seconds.
Oh, they added time to the clock.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh, no!
What's happening?
What is going on? And also, clearly, Stephanie White lost that challenge. And Jonquil made both free throws. So. Why are we, what, was it a,
Uh-oh.
Just run through.
Oh, boy.
They are.
She said no game five.
Miss it. Got it. I don't know.
I'll say the postseason. I'll say the playoff season. Yeah.
After All-Star. And I think even later than All-Star. Jonquel was not really present in the first half of the season to me.
Right.
I was like, where is Jonquel? Did anybody see Jonquel? I think, didn't we make a title name, Where is Jonquel?
Right. We probably did. Because honestly, what was she doing?
She was the MVP of the All-Star, and I was like,
which I don't
really?
Understand why. Which I don't understand why. But,
here we are.
She's stepping it up today.
Mm-hmm. Postseason, she has
and
been
I really think they're still learning how to use her. Like I said earlier, like, I just... Come on, Alyssa, fix your face. Come on, AT. Sometimes when you play your former team, you just act up. You act up. And she's acting up this series. So we ain't got no more timeouts, no more fouls to give, and no more challenges.
Oh, no. It's not good. Down what? 4? 5. Oh boy.
I don't math on the weekend.
Oh no!
Oh, Deja Day! Okay. Come on. Oh, come on. Oh, what boy. We got?
Oh yeah.
Come on,
that's
Rebecca.
Good,
yikes.
Oh
boy. Yikes.
Oh boy.
Yikes.
I mean, it's only right. The Liberty and the Aces is only right. Number one and number two. Number one and number
you're right.
two.
And the quicker we get there, the
and
better
the quicker
the
we get there.
I feel like that's how. Oh! Come on, Ty! This Come on and play this!
This is a 3-point game right here. It's
she
16
said,
seconds
till the,
left.
Till the buzzer,
very last
boo.
Buzzer.
Till the buzzer, boo. Right. Ooh, 4-point game. Liberty lead.
Oh boy.
16 seconds left. I like those nails, Nelson Adota. Come on.
Okay, y'all.
Let's see what we gonna do.
Pull it, Ty. Pull it.
May as well. Oh.
Oh! Y'all, Ty Harris just hit a 3-pointer to tie.
Another one.
Well, to put the game within 1 point and a 7.6 seconds left.
Woo! Let them know what to do, Steph. Literally the battle of strategy with Coach White and Coach Brondello.
Now this is when you have to focus. This is when, even as the Liberty, it's not even time to celebrate. Benaja and them was just smiling.
They were smiling.
And had
sure
it wrapped
were.
Up 5 points ago.
Uh-huh. And now look at you.
It's still, you got to be focused and not turn the ball over or
right.
make a lazy pass.
Right. Yeah.
You got to step into the pass as an offensive player. This is
you got a
pressure.
Finisher. Like on,
yeah.
What was that video game? Mortal Kombat. Did you ever play?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finisher.
And Tekken.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know what that is. Oh. What's that? Is that another fighting game?
Yeah, it's a fighting game. A good one.
No, no.
Finish
We did
him.
The ducks. We did. You remember the shooting the ducks
yes.
game? Yeah. My
did
friend
you have
had
the power pad for the
yes.
track meet? Okay.
Wait, did I?
Oh,
or
you,
no.
you, you played one,
no,
though?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't have it.
You just have to plug it
My
into
friend
the
John
Nintendo?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, why is Ty on the bench?
Girl, because it's defensive now.
Oh, okay.
Strategy.
Well,
from the huddle.
Yeah, you gotta put out.
Stephanie White knows what she's doing. Come on! Yep, whatever
foul,
y'all got.
Foul.
Oh,
Whoa.
Damn, Dejanay.
Girl, she tackled her out of bounds.
She did.
Are we playing basketball?
Said, not today.
NFL Sunday, but.
Oh, Ty's coming back in. See? Super random. I want a quesadilla.
You gonna make us one?
I don't know.
Okay. What kind of quesadilla?
Ooh,
like a cheese? I think I want like a chicken cheese situation.
Okay.
Maybe black bean.
That sounds really good, actually.
Doesn't it? Tortilla chip. Okay. Connecticut don't think she MVP. They were calling Alyssa Thompson. Okay. What are we doing? Come on, Ty. Ah! Oh, too long. Too long. Too long. Oh. Wow. Hey. What a game.
Well.
Oh, first time since 2002. That's when our grand...
Whoa.
Y'all need to know that. Never mind.
But that's like 20 years.
21 years ago. Oh, okay. I love to see AT and JJ. They were going at it during the whole game. Yeah. But they hugged it out, smiling with each other. Good. I love the sportsmanship. This was a good series overall.
Yeah. Well, that teams. Sets it. New
he
York.
He said it himself.
Las Vegas.
I'm sorry.
Next Sunday, game one. We have a week. We'll be here.
What am I going to do Monday through Saturday, though?
I'm going to figure it out.
I have no WNBA to watch.
Journal about it. Happy. We got what we wanted. We got we got the number one and number two. The New York Liberty is gonna face the number one Aces in the WNBA finals this year, Ashley.
Yes.
So we have to wait a week for it though.
What am I supposed to do? Like honestly, for the rest of the week, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. Rewatch games? What are y'all gonna do?
The Liberty
I really
beat
don't know what to do.
The Connecticut Sun in game 4, 87-84.
Congrats.
It was
Liberty,
a 3-point game. I feel like the Sun had their opportunity, but it really landed flat. It was like throwing punches and nothing landing at the last few, because they didn't have anything left. They literally had no timeouts.
I mean, Alyssa
no challenges.
Thomas, yeah, and she went down, and she actually had to leave the game, which was like unheard of all season. So was already kind of like weird. They had some weird illnesses, like Rebecca Allen was sick during game 3 and didn't play.
Why are you calling weird illnesses?
Well, not weird. Okay, I'm sorry. Just like unexpected, I'll say, and things that, okay, so Rebecca Allen had an unexpected illness in game 3. AT, like I said, went out. Heidemann was vomiting during one game.
Right.
So they've just had like a lot of odd things going on.
Challenges
on the bench.
And prior to game 3, I think Alyssa Thomas had played 4 games, 40 minutes every game prior to that.
She's a phenomenon.
And so,
congratulations, Alyssa,
congrats
on an incredible season.
Yes.
You're our MVP.
Truly.
And we're proud of you.
And if you have time for the girls, hit
us
up.
Give us a call.
The Pump Fake Pod at gmail.com or at The Pump Fake Pod on Instagram. We'll be looking out for you, AT. We can really talk about the.
Since it's off season.
You're
the Pump
Fakes MVP.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
That's enough.
I enjoyed this.
Yeah, it was a good series overall. So, yeah.
So
congrats to New York.
Yeah.
See you, Vegas. We can't wait.
We're looking forward to seeing what happens, and hopefully New York gives the Aces a run.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see on Sunday. So until then, everybody, thank you so much for spending your time with us to catch up on all the things in the WNBA that's going on. This is the place where it's all talk, the pot fake. You didn't even see it coming. You look back and the ball is in the hoop. That's what this show is. You know what I'm saying? With that said, Ashley, tell everybody where they can like, comment, subscribe to, where they can find
at the Pump Fake Pod.
Yep. On Instagram. And I think that's all I got, Ashley. I'll be looking forward to connecting with everybody again next week. We'll see how the first game goes.
Game 1. Shout out to our friends and family. We love y'all.
All right, y'all. See ya.